This is an
ENN
special report. Now reporting.
Peter, you look very handsome.
ENN's at 6.
When the clock struck 6, it meant one thing.
I want to go chase the squall.
Peter has nothing interesting to say.
Now, from the ESPN New York News Desk, here's
Rosenbaum or whatever that guy's name is.
No wonder your show is number one.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to ENN, which tonight is sponsored by the All-American Ford Auto Group. Shop the largest and best Ford group in the Northeast at allamericanford.net. All-American Ford has the largest selection and best prices with locations in Paramus, Hackensack, Old Bridge, and Point Pleasant, New Jersey. We'll start off by saying good evening to Michael.
He's a nice man.
And then we'll say good evening to Don.
You want to be like Alan Alda?
Yeah. My idol.
One of your idols.
Well, it's not Alan Alda.
Nope.
You want to be like Alan Alda?
Yeah. Yeah.
Jeff Van Dundy.
Now you went a little New England there.
We'll be at war with the Chinese in 20-odd years.
Why is that where they're going?
Well, because it's from The Departed. Everybody.
Mayor Quimby.
All right, guys. Welcome aboard to ENN. We've been talking a lot today about the baseball. I'd like to spend a moment, if we shall, and we shall, on the football.
Liar!
Well, first of all, do you know that the Kansas City Chiefs celebrated their Super Bowl today? In the great state of Kansas.
Mm. No, it's Missouri.
Did you see the video, by the way?
Of
the man, his pants falling down, falling out of the tree?
No, I will look that up now because you've stressed the importance of it.
Why can't they could show it on Yes, because you can't see.
But I did.
Details.
I did see pictures and video of a police chase that happened along the route. Here's some audio of what it sounded like. People reacting to the car chase.
No way.
Oh, my God.
No way. Oh, oh my God. No way.
Otherwise, and here's another bit of audio.
Football! Yes, football! They're playing football!
So, yeah.
I was going to do the same.
Yeah, right before it even started, there was a police chase on the route. Have you ever seen that before?
No.
It's a new level. Travis Kelce, Chiefs tight end. Very happy. Here he is.
I just want to say I love y'all. I love this this team. Oh. Woo! I'm wearing about half the beers I've been trying to drink, baby. It's been a long time coming. Because what did we do? We had to fight for our right to party!
All right, Michael. What movie was referenced and what song? Well, what group did the song that was referenced?
I have no idea.
Either one?
No.
Come on.
This one?
They got it right.
Can you dig it?
You got it. And you can't say Shaq.
No, I don't know.
The Warriors. That's a great movie. 1979.
We've talked about it before. He has no idea. And also, you got to fight for your right to party.
Don't know.
The Beastie Boys. What's the matter with you?
Adam Horowitz and his friends.
Right in your wheelhouse, by the way. I mean, that song came out in the mid-'80s.
You don't know what my wheelhouse is.
What year were you born?
61.
So you were like 24 years old when that song's rocking.
Yeah, I was working at that point.
You gotta fight for your right to run.
Not their best song by any stretch, but one of their most famous songs.
You know what, though? To me, it's one that's actually gotten better as time's gone on. Like back then, I thought it was so kind of cheesy. Or not back then. I liked it when I was 5. But when I was like a teenager, I thought it was cheesy.
Kerry King from Slayer was in it, too, in the video. Because they share the same
record
company.
There's a Beastie's doc coming out.
I can't wait.
We should get a mashup of Travis Kelce and Brett Hull.
Oh, he wasn't close to Hull levels. But
He was close.
He was, I'll put it this way. If Hull was a 10, Kelce's
I think I got your number, Gloria.
They were both destroyed.
Brett Hull was a solid 10 and a half.
Can you imagine how much beer it takes to get Kelce drunk?
He's a large man. He's very.
We wish blue.
What was that?
We wish blue.
What was he trying to say there? Remind me, Andrew.
He thought he was being very clever
right.
of the crowd chanting, "Let's go, Blues."
You said, "Let's go, Blues." We went Blues.
Right. We went Blues.
Not very clever.
I don't get it. What does that mean?
Well, like let's go, Blues. Let's go to the championship. Well, they went to the championship. You'd correct him in his drunken state and say, "Gone." But
no, they went. They went. They had gone.
They had gone.
The English language is my
No, I just didn't, I didn't have to give gone. That much detail.
You don't. I at least three times in the past 2 days, you've said the wrong word, and I don't get both of you.
What is it?
Went and gone. I mean, it's give me the sentence.
How's it working out for me?
Don't you want to be better?
No, I really don't.
I do well. You would say
I do well.
You would say I gone to the movies.
I had gone.
I just didn't add the.
I had went is sophomoric and illiterate
and embarrassing.
It is an embarrassment.
Should
have went. Should have gone. You should not have went.
You went.
You should have gone.
You went.
You went.
Well, and you should
you
have.
Should
gone.
Have gone.
Brett Hull should have drank less beer.
How about that?
He went to the bar very often. He should have had less to drink.
I think I got your number.
Do you think that Brett Hull is embarrassed when he hears that?
Think about how dangerous in that state he could be with a stick and a puck. People would die. He could be dangerous. He could be used as a military
what,
asset.
The state of Kansas?
Or
the state of
inebriation? No, the state of inebriation he was in. The 49ers, RJ, did not win the Super
Bowl. By
the
way, congratulations to Jonathan Tavares. He's still playing and listening to the show.
Wow.
He won the Knick tickets. Jonathan Tavares.
Wow, good name.
Yeah.
I wonder if he goes by Jonathan just so there's no confusion.
So Emmanuel Sanders said...
He'll get beaten up on Long Island, right?
Emmanuel Sanders said earlier today he's watched the Super Bowl at least 5 or 6 times already.
That's smart.
It's like watching the Titanic, and you just hope the ship doesn't sink. And for some reason, the ship keeps sinking over and over. And you go back and watch the game, and you hope that all the plays that we left out there and the possible opportunities that we could have had come out victorious, but we didn't. That's the reality. So now we've got to move on and look forward to next year and this offseason of grinding and trying to get back and trying to win it again. If Jimmy just didn't throw that terrible pass to me, we would have won. I was wide open. You idiot. What's wrong with you?
I think that last part.
I don't think he said that.
The last part.
Idiot.
The last part I did not say, but my God, man.
No, you said it. He didn't.
I said it. He didn't. Is that what I said?
That's right.
The second it left his hand, it was so sad. RJ, from where you were seated, did you know it was instantly overthrown or you can't tell?
Yeah, it was overthrown.
Look, the second it left his hand.
Were you seated? I know you were in an end zone. Were you seated in the end zone watching it being thrown or coming toward you?
That play was being run at me. I knew just based on the coverage he was bracketed, that throw was going to have to be perfect. And Jimmy, while he had pretty good stats, he wasn't on target, really. There was a lot of great catches by the Niners all day. So he wasn't really locked in the whole day. I knew it was going to have to be perfect, and I had little faith
in
that.
And could you tell, though, from your angle that Sanders was open?
I saw he had a step. I mean, I do think it's being overblown a bit about how open he was. It would have taken quite the throw to put that on the number.
I would put the difficulty.
Given the spot, too, like what point of the game it was, that's like a 9. Like,
given the spot, given the spot of the game, it's a 9. Earlier in the game, that's a 7.5.
Yeah, and I'm not as down on Jimmy as a lot of people.
You're not ready to trade him like most of, like it seems like the media is.
No.
Because you look like Jimmy a little bit.
That's right. I got that going for me.
Mm-hmm. So Mookie Betts is gone. He is no longer a Red Sox. Can you believe it? Mark Teixeira spoke on a Get Up, and he said the Red Sox want to start over.
Well, the fans obviously don't like this, but that being said, I think the Red Sox really looked at the Yankees and the Rays and said, you know what? We're the third best team in this division with Mookie Betts and David Price. So let me take $60 million off the payroll. Let me get a little bit of financial flexibility for the future and let me rebuild.
Oh, it's sad.
You know what? This is the best way that Red Sox fans could accept this. This trade was a toll to get over the bridge of a championship. They're paying the toll. They emptied out their farm system. They overpaid people. They have no payroll flexibility because they wanted to win it all in 2018. They did, and now they're paying the toll.
Here's Tim Kirkshen on what L.A. is getting in Mookie Betts.
They are getting a guy who the last 4 years has been really outplayed by only one player in the major leagues, Mike Trout. And you add that kind of defense in right field, you add that kind of speed, and you add that kind of offensive production at age 27 in the prime of his career, and you did it without giving up either of your top two prospects. And the Dodgers have all the money in the world to make sure that if they want to sign him long term, and I'm sure they will, they have all the money to do that.
It was a good deal for the Dodgers. Verdugo's a nice player. Maeda, they essentially replaced Maeda with David Price. Maeda goes to the Twins. They also traded Jock Peterson to the Angels, so he probably doesn't have to move. And they didn't increase their payroll, and they kept their top prospects. Gavin Lux is still there, so I think it's a really great deal for the Dodgers. And if they lose him, they've got such a stout farm system that they'll be able to fill in the spot. So they lost Peterson, and they'll have Betts for 1 year, and maybe they'll keep him long term. But bottom line is, it's a great deal for them.
The Yankees, on the other hand, announced that James Paxton underwent microscopic lumbar dissectomy. You know that surgery.
Mm-hmm.
And he had a paradiscal cyst removed. The surgery was performed in Dallas.
That's where you go for that kind of surgery.
Of course it is.
Yeah.
And he will reportedly be out for 4 months, 3 or 4 months.
Yeah. I mean, every time I see the only time I could actually remember a surgery or an injury that was treated conservatively that actually was the right way to go was Tanaka,
mm-hmm.
when he had the partially torn UCL, and we all said, well, just get the Tommy John surgery. And come. Well, you know what? They treated it conservatively, and he's been great. He's been everything you'd want him to be. But this doesn't seem like it's an ultra-serious surgery. If you would have gotten it taken care of right after the postseason, he doesn't miss a second. But instead, they decided to treat it conservatively, and then the pain got worse. And, you know, it's an easy thing to second-guess, because if they do the surgery right away, he comes in the spring training, and he's great. He's ready to roll. But now, you're looking at June. That's a tough blow. This guy's a
maybe.
Good pitcher.
I mean, 3-4 months, so maybe he comes back in May, and you got him for the second half of the year. Montgomery is a good pitcher. They've got other options. All right, so they can't trade Hap right away, but they still could trade Hap at the deadline if they wanted to. They've got a lot of options. So, yeah, you don't want to see anybody get hurt, but I don't think this is significant by any stretch.
Hal Steinbrenner spoke ahead of the winter meetings, the owners' meetings, and speaking about the Astros, said, quote, when the report came out, I was as upset as anyone. Clearly, there were direct implications to my organization, our team, our 2017 team. But at some point, I think we all, for the sake of the game and the good of the game, need to move on.
So it's clear that Hal, unlike me, does not have a laminated list. And I guess that's the
he didn't say that. He just said he has to move on.
But I never move on.
But basically, no, you're moving on. But you're still just sitting around staring at your list?
Oh, I plot. I plot ways to get back.
I am
not
sure
constantly.
Everyone, including the New York Yankees, especially the Yankees, because they were affected not once but twice by the Astros in 17 and last year, were told by the commissioner, move on. You can make your comments, but move on. Right?
I'm sure
he's red hot. I'm sure he doesn't want to move on. He's probably told that his tone should be to move on. Because baseball doesn't want this to linger through the entire season.
Because you can complain all you want and talk about your laminated list. It's not going to change. So he's sending out a message. Okay, I was upset. And he's just like the fans. They were upset. But he has no other recourse. Can't complain. And the more you complain about it, what does it mean? It's not going to change it.
And you also come off whiny, too. And also what it does is put a lot of pressure on you to then win now that you know that Houston's not cheating. I mean, how would it look if you complain all year and then you face the Astros again and lose to them again?
Pete Rose has not fully moved on.
When has he ever?
And he's asked Commissioner Bob Manfred.
What's Rob?
Bob.
Bob Manfred.
To
Bob.
Remove his name from baseball's ineligible list.
Good luck.
Which would allow him to be considered for induction into the Hall of Fame.
Not happening.
Here's Don Van Natta on Outside the Lines on Pete Rose's battle to get back into the game.
I've talked to MLB executives who say there's no way Rose can be welcomed back into baseball, have a job as a hitting instructor or as a bench coach if he's still betting legally on baseball. Now, Rose says He has every right to do that. He lives in Las Vegas, and he should be allowed to do that.
We had Don Knotta on the show last week.
Are we playing games with each other? He's 78. Who's hiring him as a hitting coach or a bench coach? I mean, Phil Regan, we were shocked. He's 80 years old. He came to interim pitching. I mean, you're going to make a guy a bench coach or a hitting coach at the age of 78. Give the guy the chance to be voted on in the Hall of Fame. He'll shut up and go away. He knows he's not getting a bench coaching job or a manager's job in baseball.
But why does he have to continue to bet on baseball? I don't care if he lives in Vegas. Bet on other things. Go to the craps table. Can he show, can he make some adjustment here? You're 78 years old. Why can't you just say, you know what, I'll gamble because I'm in Vegas and it's legal, but I'll stay away from betting on games. I'd like to get into baseball. Can he make some sort of a sacrifice? Is he that much of an addict that he can't stop? But you can bet on other things, Peter. I understand that gambling is a problem. Does it have to be baseball? You can bet on football, basketball if you want. You can go to the roulette wheel, play poker all you want. Nothing wrong with that. But he's got to bet on baseball. And now, he wants us to take his contrition seriously?
It does look bad that, you know, gambling is legal in many, many states. And baseball certainly wants a cut of it. But this is different. Somebody who's in uniform cannot gamble on a sport. You just can't.
Even though it's legal. Even though it's legal. As a baseball player, you cannot bet on your team to win. Even to win. You may think there's integrity in that, but you're not allowed to do it. And everybody knew you weren't allowed to do it. And now you've got the audacity to bother people that you want to get into baseball, but yet you're not willing to make the sacrifice and say, I'm not betting on baseball anymore. Come on. Make some sort of a sacrifice. Got to give me something back, Pete. I understand you probably feel like you've been wronged, but make some sort of an effort here. That's been his problem. Am I wrong, Michael, from the beginning? He's never really made any effort to show contrition on what happened.
From the beginning, he didn't tell the truth. And then he wrote the book, and then he told the truth. And then his story changed, and he hasn't not really – I think at the time they wanted him to reconfigure his life. He certainly hasn't done that. I just think he was wronged when Major League Baseball and the Hall of Fame would not allow him to be on the Hall of Fame ballot. I think that's ridiculous.
And that should be his angle more than getting back into baseball. Because you're right. Nobody's going to hire a 78-year-old Pete Rose to be anything that other like an ambassador. His angle is to get into the Hall of Fame. He should be angling to talk to the people of the Hall of Fame. Put me on the ballot. And if they don't vote for me, they don't vote for me. But at least allow me on the ballot.
And this is totally an ego thing at this point because I don't think he would earn any more money. He still makes a load of money signing autographs. He signs autographs, I bet, on baseball, whatever the case. He inscribes whatever you need him to inscribe. If he just wrote HOF 2020, he writes Hit King. I don't think his income is going to be changed. Now, 20 years ago, it would have because he would have been a manager somewhere. Maybe with the Cincinnati Reds again. But that ship has sailed. And also, he signed away his right to ever be in Major League Baseball. He signed it away. I'm out for life. I'm suspended for life. Now he claims that he thought that it meant that he could ask for reinstatement.
And we don't know because Giamatti passed away. That obviously was a tough spot for Pete, too. But make more of an effort, please.
Guys, it's that time of year again. Everyone loves this moment. I have received in front of me the lineups for the 2020 NBA Celebrity Game.
Wow.
It's a game called Who Have Michael and Don Heard Of?
Okay.
All right.
Team Stephen A., coached by head coach.
I've heard him.
Stephen A. Smith.
Heard of Stephen A.
Starting at guard. From Chicago. Chance the Rapper.
Yes. Heard. Very good. Loves hockey.
That's how I know him.
Let's do that hockey.
Yep. All right, I'm one for one.
He's also performing at halftime of the All-Star game the next day.
What? Wow.
Or Sunday. He'll also be joined at the two guard. He's a veteran now 3 years straight. From the Migos, Quavo.
Yes.
No.
Because of last year.
Michael Quavo?
I've heard of him. I'm not familiar with his work.
Now, also from Chicago, Chance's little brother, Taylor Bennett.
No.
Hello?
You may know him, or may not, from Chicago PD, LaRoyce Hawkins!
Oh, hey.
I'll have something when I know. I'm ready.
This man is really big on social media. He was also in the NFL, and he's been on TV. Very funny guy. Anthony Spice Adams.
No.
co-owner of the Milwaukee Bucks, very rich man and generally nice guy, Mark Lazary.
He's a legitimately nice man.
You know him?
Yes.
Ah! Okay. Marketing director of 2K Sports, Ronnie 2K.
Hi, guys.
Gymnast, Caitlin Ohashi.
What?
Okay. Actor and comedian, played the cop in the movie Get Out. Lil Rel Howery.
Okay.
I know Lil Rel.
You know Lil Rel Howery. Yeah. Okay.
He stole that movie, by the way.
He was fantastic. WNBA star Asia Wilson.
A lot of crickets.
Former NBA star Darius Miles.
Ah! Okay.
And on the opposite side with Team Wilbon, his captain, rapper from Chicago, your friend and mine, Common.
Ah!
All right. That's a yes for both of you?
Mm-hmm.
He'll be joined by everyone's favorite Latin recording artist, fresh off of his big Super Bowl appearance, Bad Bunny! Also joined by comedian and actor, Chicago's own, Hannibal Buress.
Hey, buddy, hey.
Bill Cosby knows him.
Musician, Kane Brown.
Hello.
Musician and late show band leader, Jean Baptiste.
Sure.
Who's with Colbert?
That's right. From SNL, Alex Moffitt.
Okay.
Popular chef, Jose Andres.
Hi, who am I speaking to, please?
He's very famous in D.C. So fun. Anyone here know Jose Andres is?
No.
In D.C., he's literally A-list.
Where's the game?
No, I had no idea who he was either. I'm not making a point.
Where are we?
I'm just saying I find it odd that at home everyone loves this
guy. Where are we?
Yeah, calm down.
All right.
But you're a little hip-hop DJ freak. You are a gutless puke.
Famous Los, the comedian.
Hello.
Rapper Jadena.
Why?
Chelsea Gray of the Los Angeles Sparks. And Quentin Richardson.
Ah! Sure!
And there you have it.
I know
it.
Like five people.
That's not bad.
How many do you know? All of them?
No, I knew, five more than you
guys
did.
They're draining the swamp.
Celebrities, the word is being used very liberally.
Adjace, I think, is the word.
They should call it. The celebrity,
you know,
adjace.
It doesn't really have the same ring like the NBA, you might know this person, All-Star Game.
No, they can't do that. No. And also, we know why everyone's tuning in.
For you.
That's right. I'll be on the commentary table. Come on. Also, on this day in 2012.
Four-man rush. Eli going into traffic on the sideline. The sideline, they're going to spot the ball at the 50-yard line.
Some might say it's the best pass in Super Bowl history under the conditions and the window he had to get it into.
If Jimmy G throws a ball like that, RJ's celebrating a Super Bowl.
And we have better rejoins this week.
Exactly.
So those throws can be made under duress in big spots.
If you're a Hall of Famer.
Well said. And also on this day in 2017.
Toss to White.
Well, someone certainly has more energy on game-winning calls than others. That will do it for ENN on this, what is it, Wednesday? On this Wednesday evening, that is going to do it. Michael, why are you doing, weird what Michael,
liar!
Why is he ripping it up? In celebration or?
I don't know. I can't tell.
He thinks you could have done better.
I can't tell.
Why are your butt hairs getting so affected?
We'll be right back with Bernie Williams. Oh, that was good.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast.
That's right, man.
Don't miss Michael, Don, and Peter weekday afternoon starting at 2:55 on 98.7 ESPN in New York, or look for us under Listen on the ESPN app.